Good morning. Well, I don't know why. The other day I was thinking about when I was in middle school and high school. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but I felt like there was a secret that everybody else knew that I didn't know. I wasn't part of it. I wasn't part of the inner circle, part of the in crowd. I always kind of felt like an outsider. It's not to say I didn't have any friends, but I never felt like I really fit in. And part of that was because I think I'd lost my mother, and I had nobody to kind of guide me and show me the way, and I kind of felt like everybody else kind of knew all that stuff that I didn't know, you know? Anyway, feeling like an outsider is not a fun feeling, is it? When you feel like you don't fit in, like you're the only one that's different from everybody else. Like a blue fingernail when all the others are clear. And then I got to thinking about Jesus. And it made me think of a passage in the Old Testament. The people of God, the Israelites, had a custom that God had given them. And that was every year at a certain time. Well, listen, I'll read it to you. When Aaron, he was the high priest, finished purifying the tabernacle, he would present a live goat before the people. He would lay both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the wickedness, rebellion, and sins of the people of Israel. In this way, he will transfer or take the people's sins and put them on the goat. Then a man specially chosen for the job will take the goat out into the wilderness. He would take it out far, far away from everybody and just leave it out there. And then all the people's sins would be carried out into this desolate place away from them until the next year, and then they'd have to do it again. Guess what? Then came Jesus. And all of our sins and all of our rebellion and all of our whatever we did wrong was taken from us and put on to Jesus instead of us. And so Jesus was kind of sent out into the wilderness, away from everyone. He was kind of abandoned and left all alone. And you know what time that was when he was crucified, when he was killed. He must have fallen, felt so alone then, so isolated, so rejected, so totally abandoned. But because of that, Jesus was glorified and placed at a high place, and he has brought us all in to his table with him to celebrate. Jesus is no longer outside, an outsider, but neither are we. Isn't that great? We're all in the inner circle with Jesus when we follow him and when we love him. So as we eat this meal together, I would like for you to remember that Jesus became an outsider so that we could all be insiders. And that's a wonderful feeling of joy and peace and acceptance. So will you share the meal with me right now?